Well, that was the lovely, lovely voice of Faith Akko from her new CD, Papaku. And we're going to try to see if we can get Faith on the phone right now. Hope I dialed the right number.
Hello?
Hello, Faith. Aloha.
Aloha, Uncle Norm.
This is Kalkini Norm from KAPULP in Watsonville, California. How you doing?
And you're listening to Kapu Radio.
Yes, all right. Hey, how's it up there in the Santa Rosa area of California today? Is it cooking?
It's a little warm, but it's actually nice.
Yeah, I bet it is a little warm up there, huh?
Yeah, just a little, but, you know, we always get a little cool breeze coming in and out, sort of, so...
Yeah,
let me
try to turn the volume up here a little bit on your.
Okay, let me see if I can turn mine up too.
Yes, because I think you're a little bit on the soft side here.
Okay, is that better?
I hope so. I hope our listeners can hear you because we've got a lot to talk about here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. Believe me, believe me.
Okay.
Yeah, congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, let's see. Title of my second album, Papaku, Bring It Home. You know, my thought and feeling behind this album was I wanted to do songs that that reminded me of living here in California, as well as living at home in Hawaii before I moved up here. And the first feeling that I wanted my guests, my fans, to hear when they hear the any song on the album, gee, that reminds me of Waianae. Gee, that reminds me of Manoa Valley. Gee, that reminds me of the Queen's Palace. Or, you know, some sort of reminiscent feeling about where home is. And, of course, home is always where the heart is, right? And, living here for quite some time in California, you know what? There's not a day that doesn't go by that I often think about Hawaii. And,
I'm sure because, you know, I've only visited Hawaii a few times, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about Hawaii, and I've never even lived there.
I know. It's just so beautiful. So, you know, I'm going to need to appreciate those things as I get a little up there in my age bracket. However, Papa is the father of the earth. Ku is like is the root, the ground, of the earth. And so I wanted something that represented, you know, family and home and heart, standing straight on the ground, firmly and upright. And just believing that all things are possible, you know, and all things come from the ground up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everything starts living, from the tiniest seed to the biggest tree. And, Kumu Shana Alapa'i, you know, who I work closely with out here in Marin, she and I came up with the title, and of course she helped me out with the translation and what were my thoughts and mana'o behind that, you know. So we came up with that, with Papaku, slightly different from Ku Kahi. And, the songs are different. I've gotten a lot of good feedback on it. You know, a lot of people say, wow, this album sounds way different than Ku Kahi. It sounds, you know, much more, my range sounds much more broadened as far as lyrics and music tones and singing, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've grown in this album. I said, really? So I have to go back and remind myself, whoa, did I? I was like, heck yeah, I did. I worked hard over there in Maui.
Is that where you recorded the album?
I recorded the second album back in Maui again with my producer and friend, Tarvin Makia, with Meleohana Records. I took four trips last year in October, in 2008, September, October, November, and December. And kind of did the album pretty quickly, and tried to get it done by January because I came out with the release in February.
Well, that's quite a commitment to, you know, it's easy for mainland recording artists to just go to the studio and drive to the studio and work. But you, I mean, to make four or five trips to the island to do the actual recording.
It's pretty hard because I work at our local high school during the day and during the week. I work in special ed, so I have great administrators and a great school staff and great teachers that I work with, and I'm able to use my time off to go and do my other passion, which is music, my other love besides the family and stuff. So it's pretty cool, but yes, it does take a lot of time, effort, energy.
Well, we, your fans, really, really do appreciate that commitment because both of your CDs are just wonderful. And you mentioned Kumu Shana.
Yeah.
One thing that I've noticed about both of your CDs is there really is a connection with hula, isn't there?
Totally. And I'll tell you why, Uncle Norm. When, in the early 90s, and my little one who was 4 or 5 years old back in 95, we went to visit a friend at a hula class, and I said, let's go check it out. And my daughter's name is Felila, and she said, I think I want to do this, Mom. I said, are you sure? She's like, yeah. So she tried it, and she loved it. And she's now almost 19, almost done with her Uniki studies.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in with Kumu Shana Alapa'i for the last 6 years almost. She'll be done in September, and I have a big connection with the hula people. Ever since my daughter was little, I'd sing and she'd dance, and we just kind of became a pair in everything we did as far as the Hawaiian, you know, art form of dancing and hula and music. So I've been doing that ever since. And so when I'm tired on the weekends and I don't have gigs going on, and she's like, are you resting, Mom? I always tell her, yep, and it's all your fault. You're the one that got me hooked into this, and now I can't stop it.
Well, I can tell you that your music is very, very important to some of the local hula halau here in Santa Cruz. The Hula School of Santa Cruz uses...
I love the hula dancing.
They have choreographed a number of hulas to your music. And,
I'm so glad. First album?
Yes, exactly. Milo Li'i was part of the Hoike that the Hula School of Santa Cruz performed back in October.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that they've done choreography to a couple other of your songs.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, you really do pay attention to the melding of the music and the hula together. It really is very obvious
in
your music.
Very important. It's very important. And you know, that's what's nice about, you know, living here in California, even though we're all transplants and you know, we try to do our best as far as, you know, getting the music out and getting the hula and the art form out and sharing it in our communities wherever we are planted at. It's very, very important because, you know, we're trying to keep it alive.
Yeah, and speaking about keeping things alive, I have to mention something that just blew me away.
Okay.
About your second CD. There is a song on your second CD called Pu'ia Ka Nahele. Yeah, that song, I have to mention I have a huge collection of Hawaiian music. I have probably about 1,500 albums, 22,000 songs.
Oh my God.
You are the only person that I can find that has ever recorded that song.
I got you, Uncle Norm.
Yeah, you really did. But tell us a little bit about it. This is a very, very, very special song. We're going to play it as soon as the interview is over. We're going to play this particular song. But tell us a little bit about this song. Where did it come from? And
Well, this song was written in 1868 by Queen Liliuokalani, and it was translated by Hui Hanai. And I'm not quite sure who he was, and if it was a man or a woman, I'm assuming that it was a man. And this song the queen wrote while she was up in her garden. And it talks about, the translation, Pu'ia Kanahele, so sweet is the forest. First verse, talks about, it is within the upland heights that my haunting memory lingers, when early evening calls arriving together with love. The chorus talks about, so sweet is that forest with air filled with fragrance, a lush and verdant place, so appealing to the birds, the sweet-eyed Eevee bird comes back to me ever so close. The second verse talks about the mist that filters through this forest, and as the rain creeps through the cliff upon the cliff, on the leaves of the palai, the fern bend, you see little moisture drops from the Va'ahila rain laden on top of the leaves. Now this song, I fell in love with the moment I heard it from Kumushana Alapa'i. Did a show back in 2006 here at the Marin Civic Center in San Rafael, where we live. And she worked closely with Auntie Nalani Olds.
Wow.
Who is quite a historian,
mm-hmm.
and a performer, and a singer, and a great storyteller of Hawaiian stories of old and new. Auntie Nalani does trips around the country to public libraries, anywhere that she can go, and tell these lovely Hawaiian stories and educate the people about what Hawaii was like before and what took place at certain times and what happened with the king and the queen dynasty. So Auntie Nalani recorded this song, and she told us that when she came across this song and she looked at it, she had a vision in her mind of how she wanted to do the song, and she wanted to do it with like the feeling of a bird, the Eevee bird, high, with a high notation, a high sound, as far as, you know, her voice singing it. She wanted beautiful keyboards in the background with, you know, symphony sounds or string sounds. So she had a piano player, I can't remember his name for the life of me, a great piano player in Honolulu, and they played it on the Queen's piano at the Kamani Palace.
Wow.
And she recorded it then.
Have you actually heard the recording?
I have heard Auntie Nalani's recording, yes. What? I do have her recording.
Because I can't find it on any album.
I don't know. I thought she mentioned to us that she was going to put this on an album. Perhaps she hasn't yet.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I asked for permission if I could, and I got the okay get-go, so I'm so there. So I tried to do this. So the person that's playing the keyboards for me in this song, Pu'ia Kanahele, is Gilbert Imato from Maui.
Ah.
Originally a San Jose boy.
I thought maybe you did the keyboards yourself on this one.
You know, I didn't do any of the keyboards on my album except for my original.
Uh-huh.
On Ka'uapo Ikapoli on the Kukahi album.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of the piano sounds is done by Mr. Gilbert Imato. And let me tell you, he does such a grand job. I can't even go there. But believe me, I'm at home practicing like, oh my gosh, how am I going to sound like that?
Well, I've seen and heard you play piano, and you're, I think you're being a little bit modest.
I don't know. Yeah. I've got some practicing to do. I'm getting excited because I'm trying to work something in your area coming up.
Well,
probably
good.
Probably in the fall.
Well, that was my next question.
Oh,
Where and when can people find you in the Bay Area, and are you going to be coming back to our area at some point?
Well, the first thing to do is, you know, you always check back at my website at www.faithako.com. And you can always find out there where I am. I'm trying to think the next time I get closer to your area, or probably within your area, will be sometime in October or November. I'm trying to work with a couple people there. And as soon as I can get a definite okay, you will be the first person I will call.
Well, you don't have to be. I don't have to be the first person, but just make sure I'm one of the first people.
Okay, the first two. How about that?
Because we want to talk it up here at the radio station,
yeah,
and make sure
I'd love to.
Make
yep.
sure
so
many people come out.
So we're looking at October or November, but I'll let you know.
That'll be great.
Yep. Summer's pretty busy.
Yeah,
a lot going on.
Well, let's see. Anyway,
how's everybody over there?
Everybody's doing pretty good.
Everybody's good?
Yeah, everybody's doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Couple's still going strong on its own, huh?
Yep. We're getting new DJs all along. And,
wow.
Yeah, the personnel here at the station is expanding all the time. And so things are good. Yeah.
Sounds busy.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit, before I let you go, tell us a little bit about your Samoan roots.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if I mentioned to you the first radio interview I did with you back in 2007. You know, I was born and raised in Hawaii, although my parents and grandparents are descendants of Samoa, and that's where my ancestry comes from, my roots. And my grandparents were missionaries. They were church missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
So they left Samoa in the early 1900s, moved to Hawaii, and stayed there as missionaries and helped build the church and everything else that was going on in my little hometown in La'i on the north shore of Oahu. And we stayed there, and they never moved back to Samoa, never had the desire to. They loved Hawaii.
Mm.
Obviously, I know now why at this age bracket again. So much appreciated. But, you know, we've stayed in Hawaii all of our lives, so I'm such a tira and I'm such a ete. That means, you know, I'm a tomboy like one of the boys because I can punch like a boy, too.
Uh-huh.
And
have you been to Samoa to visit some of your relatives?
Never been there, and
wow.
I hope to someday, but never. You know, I come from a family of 15 children. I have 10 brothers and 5 sisters, and the first 4 children in my family were born in Samoa.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
My dad was a Navy captain in the Navy, and we were commissary brats.
Uh-huh.
And we probably had one of the best looking kitchens in our whole little town. We had stock food to the max. My dad always said if there was a famine in the land, his children would die first. But yeah, we were all born and raised in Hawaii as Hawaiians. And, you know, I appreciate that. And so on my album, I will make it an attempt on every album that I do in the future. Number 7 is sort of like my lucky number, and it's my mom's lucky number. So every number 7 song on the albums, it will be a Samoan.
Ah, interesting. Okay, because I played one earlier from Kukahi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you play the Tapu Papa?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the one that I played.
So this one, this number 7 on Papaku, Bring It Home, I did the Tele Ioli Sami and Let Me Hear You Whisper. And that is an old, fun, couple old, fun tunes from Napoleon Tui. Tui Tele Telangi, something like that. Ray Livingston and all the old people back in the day when, you know, they composed that song when they used to do little trade shows with the tradesmen coming from England and bringing, you know, the alcohol and the goods and the carpets and doing all this exchange stuff. So they would all sing in the bar and say, let me hear you whisper. Let me see your smile. They'd be trying to make up with all those chicks around, you know.
Well, we'll get around to playing that song at some point in the show because it's on my playlist. But I do want to say, Faith, it's been wonderful speaking with you, and we really, really do look forward to the next time that you're down here.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, and believe me, I will let Kapu Radio know, and please give everyone their my aloha. And thank you for supporting our music, Uncle Norm.
Oh, well, it's,
I appreciate that.
That's what we love to do here at the station. And
we need more relaxing and calming music. The world is crazy enough.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, you folks take care. Ohui ho.
Okay, ohui ho, Faith.
Take care. Aloha.
Okay, aloha. Well, it's always nice to talk to Faith Ako. And let us, let me turn this thing off here. There we go. Let's play this song that she and I were talking about so much during the interview. This is a beautiful, beautiful song called Puia Ka Nahele. This is Faith Ako.
No ka